During an interview on NBC's Today Show, Governor John Kasich outright condemned the hate groups behind this weekend's march that turned violent in Charlottesville, Virginia. He said it was terrible that President Trump has not clearly denounced white nationalists, neo-Nazis, and the KKK.
Now these folks apparently are going to go other places, and they think that they had some sort of a victory. There is no moral equivalency between the KKK, the neo-Nazis, and anybody else.
On Twitter, for the first time, Kasich ripped white nationalists, saying there was no room for them in the Republican Party. Kasich said he's been restrained in knocking Trump, though he has been an outspoken critic of him since before Trump became the Republican presidential nominee more than a year ago. But his stance on Trump and his comments regarding white nationalists in particular have grown stronger since a few months ago. In late January, he tweeted a statement chiding Trump's travel ban for 7 predominantly Islamic countries. Democrats took it further, criticizing the executive order as reflecting white nationalist rhetoric. But at a forum in February, Kasich deflected a question about that.
Are you concerned that there are white nationalists who have control in the White House right now?
Look, I've said all I've had to say. I've been in 11 or 12 or 13 days. I've had a lot to say, and I'm not saying any more today. No, I'm not
saying. There's a lot of concern. There are people protesting all around the state.
I just said what I have to say.
In the Today Show interview, Kasich said that the president is generating a bitterness around the country, but stopped short of saying that he would call on Republicans to stop supporting Trump. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.